The Chief Commander too will be celebrating 50 years on the waters of Lake Nipissing this summer. Rich Stiverins, the Chief Commander II captain, is excited about the upcoming season despite Mother Nature's slow transition to spring. "We started in June of 1975, so we're excited to continue with her tradition," said Stiverins. "We are starting up the May long weekend. We'll be doing our usual weekends. And in mid-June, flipping into a daily schedule. It's been a good uptake as far as our advanced bookings and charters." The Chief Commander II is a 320-passenger, all-aluminium twin-hull vessel that cruises at a speed up to 13 knots or 25 kilometers per hour. With that silver anniversary, Stiverins has a strong sense of optimism that 2025 will be a great year for the cruise ship on Lake Nipissing. He believes they can take advantage of more Canadians looking for summer tourism options in Canada due to the tariff situation in the U.S. "We think we are going to see a lot of staycation or tourists vacationing within Canada," said Stiverins. "So, I see the Quebec and Manitoba markets are huge. We get a lot of people coming up from southern and central Ontario. Maybe they aren't going to go south, but the flip side is, don't discount the fact that Americans will be coming here this summer. Right now our dollar is so cheap, relative to the US dollar, where we're on sale and it's a great location and the average American is not happy with what's going on down there either, so I think just based on what we've been hearing from folks down south that we'll get a decent amount of Americans coming up as well." Stiverins notes the area's history lures tourists to the Chief Commander II every summer. He boasts that visitors from every continent, with the exception being Antarctica, have taken in the local experience. "We're obviously a pretty important geographical spot at the crossroads of 11 and 17, but it was also historically the route that folks used to get from east to west across. Across the country," he noted. "It's the third largest lake wholly contained within the province of Ontario, and just the volume of people and the distance that they come to get here is shocking."